I'm not going to go into the names of all of the nerves that are involved with the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, but I do want to mention the vagus nerve, which is a very important cranial nerve. It innervates most of the organs of the chest, including the heart, and also many of the organs of the abdomen and the pelvis. And so the vagus nerve plays a very important role in both parasympathetic and sympathetic response. I also want to mention nicotine, which is a drug that binds with the receptors on the ganglionic cells of both the sympathetic and the parasympathetic divisions. And it has the activity, or what it does is it stimulates those neurons. And so nicotine has this overall stimulating effect on these two systems, plus there isn't any enzyme to break down nicotine in the body, so it tends to have very long-lasting effects. Now, when we think about the innervation of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic systems, I want to point out that the pattern is for all of the organs and glands to have dual innervation. And what that means is they will have both a sympathetic and a parasympathetic neuron coming to them. And those neurons, if you think about it, kind of act as on or off switches. So in the case of the heart, the sympathetic neuron is going to speed the heart up, and the parasympathetic neuron is going to have the effect of slowing the heart down. In terms of blood flow to the skeletal muscles, the sympathetic neuron will stimulate increased blood flow to those muscles, and the parasympathetic will stimulate decreased blood flow to those muscles. If you think about the reproductive system, on the other hand, the sympathetic neuron is going to have the effect of temporarily shutting down function or dampening it down quite a bit, whereas the parasympathetic system will rev that system up and get it moving.